From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Five American men are convicted on terrorism charges by a court in Pakistan, the judge sentencing each of them to 10 years in prison today. The BBC's Orla Guerin says the five young Muslims are all from the Washington, D.C. area and were arrested late last year.
The prosecution case was that the men had come to Pakistan in possession of sensitive maps, in possession of emails, which proved that they were in contact with militants, including an Al-Qaeda operative who was identified only as Saifullah. The prosecution and local police claimed they had come to Pakistan intending to carry out attacks. There was even a suggestion that they might have planned to target a nuclear power facility, although that was never firmly established.
The BBC's Orla Guerin in Islamabad. The men have claimed they were tortured by FBI agents and Pakistani police, allegations denied by authorities in the U.S. and Pakistan. The Senate Armed Services Committee is looking to hold hearings early next week on the confirmation of President Obama's choice to replace General Stanley McChrystal as commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Key lawmakers from both parties, including GOP Senator John McCain, expect General David Petraeus to get quick approval.
The hearing for General Petraeus' confirmation will probably be the fastest in the history of the Armed Services Committee.
Petraeus was architect of the surge in Iraq, but he himself has said that Afghanistan would be a tougher fight. Labor Secretary Hilda Solis says her department will be completely revamping the process of monitoring the nation's most dangerous coal mines. NPR's Frank Langfitt says her remarks come as a new report finds 9 mines with bad safety records did not get enough supervision.
The Federal Mine Safety Agency identified nearly 90 coal mines with egregious records. It's supposed to warn all of them to shape up or face crippling sanctions. But the report says the agency failed to do that with 9 of them. The agency says it didn't have the staff or money. George Miller, a California Democrat and chair of the House Education and Labor Committee, said that failure, quote, could have endangered the lives of mine workers. The report comes more than 2 months after a mine exploded in West Virginia, killing 29. The agency has said that mine failed to receive appropriate scrutiny because of a computer error. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
A dozen young people are dead in Spain after being mowed down by a high-speed train. 14 people were injured. The teenagers had just arrived at a train station and were eager to get to a beach party. Eyewitness Cardina Cardona describes through an interpreter what happened.
I saw lots of people getting off a train. There wasn't much information around about how to cross to the other side. And so some people, in a state of euphoria and in a party mood, decided to cross the rail tracks to the other platform. The train sounded the horn, but there wasn't time for anything.
It was Spain's deadliest train accident in 7 years. This is NPR News from Washington. The containment dome over BP's leaking well in the Gulf of Mexico is back in position today and capturing at least some of the oil gushing from the wellhead. The cap was off the well most of the day yesterday. BP engineers said it had to be removed because it had become a safety hazard after being bumped by a robotic submersible. The tennis match that seemingly has no end resumes at Wimbledon today. It's the longest match there ever, by far. Larry Miller in London reports there's still no winner in sight.
The first-round match between American John Isner and Frenchman Nicolas Mahut has already taken 10 hours. The fifth set alone, at 6 hours and 7 minutes, has broken the previous record for any professional tournament's entire match, and with the players tied at 59 games all, they hope a winner will be decided today. In that last set, across 118 games, there was not one break of service. The previous record for aces was 78. Both Isner and Mahut surpassed that, totaling 193 aces. When darkness fell, the 6'9" Isner especially was finding it hard to move.
I mean, nothing like this will ever happen again, ever.
Mahut says they'll come back later today with the words, "Someone has to win." For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The latest wave of stormy weather to rake across the Midwest has downed trees and damaged some buildings in northern Illinois and in the Cleveland area, where Rachel Martin says she feels fortunate she was not injured when a tree slammed into her car.
It could have come down on the house. It could have caught us. Anything could have happened. It could have been much worse than it was.
Martin told WOIO-TV there was widespread damage around her home. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.